ICE agents arrest Afghan ISIS-K terrorist who Biden resettled in U.S. via Operation Allies Welcome. By John Binder on December 3, 2025. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has arrested an Afghan national, resettled in the United States by the Biden administration through Operation Allies Welcome, who Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials say has provided support to the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria Khorasan, ISIS-K. On Wednesday, ICE officials revealed the arrest of John Shah Safi, an Afghan national who was resettled in the U.S. thanks to Biden's Operation Allies Welcome program that brought tens of thousands of Afghans to American communities with minimal vetting. According to ICE officials, Safi provided support to the Islamic State of Iraq as well as ISIS-K. Safi, ICE officials say, also provided weapons to his father, who is a commander of a militia group in his native Afghanistan. Safi entered the U.S. on September 8, 2021, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as part of Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation. Safi subsequently applied for temporary protected status, TPS, once in the U.S., but his application was terminated after DHS Secretary Kristi Noem ended TPS for Afghans, making Safi an illegal alien. On Wednesday, ICE agents arrested Safi in Waynesboro, Virginia. Today, our heroic ICE officers arrested John Shah Safi, a terrorist who provided material support to ISIS-K, Noem said in a statement. The Biden administration brought this terrorist into the U.S. under the disastrous Operation Allies Welcome Program. This terrorist was arrested miles from our nation's capital where our brave National Guard heroes, Sarah Beckstrom and Andrew Wolf, were shot just days ago by another unvetted Afghan terrorist brought into our country. Emphasis added. The Biden administration created one of the worst national security crises in American history. Biden let into our country nearly 190,000 unvetted Afghan aliens, only determining who they were and their intentions when they were already on American soil. President Trump has been working every day since January 20 to clean up this unmitigated national security crisis. Emphasis added. As Noem notes, just last month, Afghan national Ramanullah Lakhanal allegedly shot National Guardsmen Sarah Beckstrom and Andrew Wolf in an ambush-style attack in Washington, D.C. Beckstrom has since died from her injuries, while Wolf remains in serious condition. Lakhanal entered the U.S. thanks to Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. Similarly, on November 25, Afghan national Mohammad Dawood Alakhose was arrested by local authorities and FBI agents in Fort Worth, Texas, after having allegedly posted a video of himself on TikTok claiming he was plotting a terrorist attack in the area. Like Safi and Lakhanal, Alakhose was brought to the U.S. by Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.